To kick off the 2013 Granite City Days, the 40th annual Lemonade Concert and Art Fair was held at the Atwood Mall on the St. Cloud State University campus yesterday. Despite the unpleasant weather the area has been experiencing recently, many vendors filled the Atwood Mall, including Cheryl Delaney Smith, who along with her friends and family make homemade soaps that are fit for the whole family.
It's for anybody. We have soaps, baby lavender for the newborn. We have soaps for men, which would be our base spice. And we have soaps for different complexion. If you're really dry, we have our chocolate delight. If you like something that's a little exfoliating, we have oatmeal lavender or honey oatmeal almond. So there's stuff for everybody. And the difference is this soap has glycerin in it. That's what happens in the chemical reaction. So it is very, very good for your skin. We have people from other states that we get orders that we do send it to. It's gone to Croatia. It's gone to Afghanistan.
Along with many art forms that were available to see at the fair, Gail Gessner shared her love for art through henna tattoos.
Our family was at the Renaissance Festival, and my sons wanted a henna, and they had told us it would be about 15 minutes, and about 45 minutes later, they were sitting down to get their hennas, and I said to my husband that I could do this. So I checked out books from the library and went online and read up on it and started practicing. So this is an art that I'm self-taught. In my opinion, henna just takes a lot of practice to learn and a lot of confidence in drawing. If you're an artist, I think it helps a lot because it gives you a sense of feel of what would look right with placement and everything. I prefer to do the more traditional designs with flowers and things like that. I do offer a lot of current designs of feathers and hearts and different flowers. I guess I really like going with more of the traditional design that incorporates lines and maybe paisleys types like that, styles like that.
For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.